It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
And a new number one team emerges in the college football top 25. There are still six undefeated teams in the SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending October 29, 2022. Clemson has owned that number one spot for the entire last month by playing and winning one more football game than those other five unbeaten teams. However, Clemson had the weekend off, and those other five teams added another victory, so we now have six teams with eight wins apiece. In order to break this logjam, I've relied on my trusty tiebreaker process to determine the number one team. It will send our former number one team tumbling down to number five. By virtue of Georgia's opening day 49-3 rout of what has now become a 7-1 Oregon Ducks team, the Bulldogs have barked their way back to the top of this dog pile of unbeaten teams. Georgia scored early and often to dispose of rival Florida, now 4-4, after a 42-20 win in Jacksonville Saturday. The Dogs' often overlooked senior quarterback Stetson Bennett continues to conduct Georgia's high-octane offense as smoothly as Lawrence Welk did with his orchestra on TV decades ago. Keeping Georgia's talented receivers and running backs involved in the game is not an easy task. Stetson Bennett may be overlooked once again in the Heisman Trophy balloting again this year, but he remains an MVP of the Georgia offense.
Yes!
Another pack of hungry dogs is in the number two spot in the weekly rankings. The Tennessee Volunteers mascot Smokey is a blue tick coonhound. Though not as tough looking as Georgia's bulldog mascot named Uga, like UGA, get it? The Volunteers mascot, though, is known for its speed, especially in retrieving. And the Vols offense is nearly as speedy as their mascot chasing a raccoon in the woods. Tennessee did it again on Saturday after a 44-6 thrashing over a very good Kentucky team. So this coming Saturday, the number one team in the land, the unbeaten Georgia Bulldogs, will play host to the number two Tennessee Volunteers in Athens. If you thought about going to that game, the tickets are now being sold for $500 apiece today and should be going for even more as the week progresses. The defending national champion Georgia will face a huge challenge from this fast-striking Tennessee offense. Tennessee's incredible start in 2022 reminds me of that 2019 LSU Tigers team that went 15-0. Led by future stars like quarterback Joe Burrow and wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and Jordan Jefferson, LSU's offense scored 48 points per game in 2019. The Tigers' defense was just good enough to slow down most of the opponents. Well, this 2022 Tennessee team plays in a very similar fashion. The Vols are scoring an incredible 49 points per game through the first eight games of the year. Quarterback Hendon Hooker has matured and looks much more at ease running the offense. But Georgia's tough defense and home crowd will pose a formidable test for the Tennessee Volunteers. Kickoff this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on CBS, and I can't wait, can you? Woo! The two 8-0 teams in the Big Ten Conference, Michigan and Ohio State, will eventually play against each other on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The Big Ten, like the SEC, will have a maximum of just one unbeaten team by the end of the year, as the two unbeaten teams will square off against each other during the regular season. And speaking of unbeaten teams, TCU survived a big scare at West Virginia on Saturday. A last-minute touchdown made the Horned Frogs' 41-31 win look a lot more lopsided than it actually was. The 8-0 Frogs will jump back home to Fort Worth for a matchup with Texas Tech, who's 4-4 on Saturday afternoon. Clemson will come off its bye week and now travel to South Bend, Indiana to play a suddenly rejuvenated Notre Dame team on Saturday night. The 5-3 Irish went on the road and pummeled 6-2 Syracuse 41-24. Clemson's starting quarterback situation remains a bit murky, so this game, which is 6:30 p.m. Saturday on NBC, should be fun to watch. And if you're into rock'em sock'em type of SEC rivalry matchups, save some time Saturday night to watch Alabama at 7-1 travel to surprising 6-2 LSU Saturday night in Tiger Stadium at 6 p.m. on ESPN. The winner will have an inside track on a trip as the SEC West entry in the SEC's championship game in Atlanta in early December. The bad news, the winner gets to face either Georgia or Tennessee in that game. And finally, let's give a tip of the Swamp Swami sports cap to Kansas State on an incredible 48-0 shutout of 6-2 Oklahoma State. K-State, which is also now 6-2, dominated this game from start to finish and is now alone in second place in the Big 12. The Wildcats head coach, Chris Kleeman, formerly at perennial FCS national champion North Dakota State, is quickly becoming one of the hottest coaching commodities in the coming offseason period. Newcomers to our top 25 rankings this week include number 18, Utah, number 21, Kansas State, number 23, Central Florida, nice work in beating Cincinnati UCF, and number 24, Boise State. Four teams exit the survey this week, Oklahoma State, Syracuse, Cincinnati, and Maryland. And without any further ado, here are the SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending October 29, 2022. Coming in at number 25 this week, after being defeated by Ohio State, it's Penn State at 6-2. They'll travel to 3-5 Indiana at 2:30 on Saturday on ABC. At number 24 from the Mountain West at 6-2, it's Boise State. At number 23 out of the American Conference, fresh off their win over Cincinnati, UCF. At number 22 from the Pac-12, Oregon State. Now the Beavers on Friday night will go to 6-2 Washington for a nationally televised game at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN2. That's on Friday night. At number 21 this week from the Big 12 at 6-2, it's Kansas State. And K-State doesn't get much rest because they now host 5-3 Texas. That game will be Saturday at 6 p.m. on FS1. At number 20 from the Sun Belt Conference at 6-2, it's the Troy Trojans. They'll have a road game at 4-4 Ooh La La, or Louisiana Lafayette, 4 o'clock this Saturday, kickoff time in Louisiana. At number 19 from the ACC, it's Wake Forest. Number 18 out of the Pac-12, also at 6-2, the Utah Ute. Number 17 from the SEC, LSU. Now the Tigers will host 7-1 Alabama in a night game in Tiger Stadium this Saturday, 6 p.m. on ESPN. Coming in at number 16 out of the Pac-12 at 7-1, it's USC. Now they'll play the late game Saturday night at 9:30 on ESPN against 3-5 California. At number 15 out of the Sun Belt Conference, it's Coastal Carolina. And the Chanticleers will play on national TV this Thursday night. They're hosting 5-3 Appalachian State, 6:30 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. At number 14 out of the SEC, yes, they're number 14 in my survey, at 7-1, it's Alabama. Now, the reason for that, Alabama's best win so far this year, they can't help it, but their best opponent is now 5-3, and that's Texas. They won that game on the road 20-19. As you know, Alabama will face LSU on Saturday night. At number 13, an independent, it's the Liberty Flames. Now the Flames are going to have a big test this week as they travel to 5-3 Arkansas. That game is on the SEC Network at 3 p.m. Saturday. From the ACC at 7-1, number 12 team is North Carolina. They'll have a road trip to their always tough rival Virginia Cavaliers, who are 3-5, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. At number 11 from the Big Ten, that surprise continues for the Illinois Fighting Illini. They will now host a very disappointing 3-5 Michigan State team on Saturday. Now your top 10. At 7-1 from the Pac-12, it's UCLA. The Bruins will now have a road game at 3-5 Arizona State this coming Saturday. At number 9, 7-1, from the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. The Wave had the week off last week and now travels to 3-5 Tulsa. That game will be at 11 o'clock Saturday morning on ESPNU. And now our top-rated 7-1 team from the Pac-12, it's the Oregon Ducks. Now Oregon will travel to 1-7 Colorado to play the very disappointing Buffaloes, and they'll be a 31-point favorite on Saturday. at 8-1 by virtue of having one more win so far. We have the Ole Miss Rebels coming in at number 7 from the SEC. Ole Miss took care of Texas A&M on Saturday night and now has this week off to prepare to host Alabama in 2 weeks. And now the 6 unbeaten teams. At 8-0 from the Big 12, it's TCU. The Horned Frogs will take on 4-4 Texas Tech this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. on Fox. At number 5 this week, falling from the top spot from the ACC, it's the Clemson Tigers. The Clemson Tigers will travel to 5-3 Notre Dame, 6:30 p.m. Saturday on NBC. At number 4 out of the Big Ten at 8-0, with a big win over Penn State on Saturday, it's Ohio State. The Buckeyes' next game is a road trip to 1-7 Northwestern of Illinois. They're 38-point road favorite. If you care to watch the massacre, it's at 11 o'clock Saturday on ABC. At number 3, also from the Big Ten, at 8-0, it's the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan travels to 4-4 Rutgers to play 6:30 p.m. on Saturday night. And then at number 2, from the SEC at 8-0, the Tennessee Volunteers. They'll travel to play number 1 Georgia, nationally televised game, 2:30 p.m. on CBS. And at number 1 this week, for the first time this season in my poll, from the SEC, it's the defending national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia has destroyed pretty much every team they've played this year, but they get a chance to play Tennessee on Saturday afternoon. That's going to be a great game. Can't wait to see it. And that's it for the SwampSwami.com Top 25 for the week ending October 29, 2022.